Hey, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
Here we go with the penultimate episode of season two. I like that word. Can you tell I like that word?
You used it last week, too.
We have 20-something girls versus 30-something women.
Which feels about right, since I just told Mike that I was out last night till 2:30 in the morning like a 20-something lady.
That's very late.
That's very late for me, it is.
This originally debuted September 26th, 1999. It was written and directed by Darren Star. As far as directing goes, this is his second, and this is the last episode that he will direct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bye, Darren.
He will continue to write.
Okay.
But he won't be a director anymore. Well, let's get to the DVD description. 20-something women, friend or foe? Carrie and the girls get a share in the Hamptons and begin to wonder, should they fear 20-somethings as a threat to their survival or pity them for their lack of experience? Charlotte gets crabby after sleeping with a 20-something. Samantha's protege steals her Rolodex and moves in on her clients. And Carrie runs into Mr. Big and a big surprise. So it's kind of a spoiler there. But I guess, once again, you've said before, no one's getting these DVDs to watch it for the first time.
Right.
Also, it does get spoiled.
And also, it's 2018. Nobody's getting these DVDs.
Okay. So we have a Brady Bunch beginning.
Yes.
This is the story.
This is a story about a lovely couple, Rob and Elaine.
We have a whole sordid tale of this I think they're a married couple.
Yeah, and Rob invites Ira and Matthew. Elaine invites Cindy and Janet. And then, like,
he flirts with her. Yeah, and then,
but here's the thing. They're talking about they got this big house in the Hamptons. And when Elaine was out, she hurt her foot. So she came back and saw her husband was, like, with Janet or Cindy. And
canoodling,
really? Canoodling. They were doing something. But the same thing happened with Patience and Peter. Like, when they were in the Hamptons.
Yeah, you know, the Hamptons is a death trap for married couples.
To get the good muffins and comes back and Peter's wiener is out. Yeah. So I just don't.
I do like, I'd be curious to know how this was directed. Because they are all reacting in real time.
Right.
Like, they're all one shots and it's all, like, reacting to the stories. It goes, anyway, I think it's interesting how it's put
together.
And
none of them were credited on IMDb.
Correct. None of them are credited.
I mean, a couple of them are, but not all of them.
Are any of them actually in the closing credits? I had weird issues with the closing credits because I sometimes couldn't tell who girl was. Versus, like, they gave a couple people names that we never hear the names. Anyways, it's not that big of a deal, but I did have some closing credit issues. So we find out that this couple, this is Charlotte's friend.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to the four ladies at brunch.
And so since all of this shit went down in the month of August, they're not going back. So they're offering their month's share to Charlotte.
Now, I wonder if they're offering it at a reduced price.
Probably, because everyone's already has their Hamptons stuff for the summer.
Also, DVD description aside, there is an opening credits spoiler. Now, I am someone who avidly reads opening credits, so that probably didn't matter to most people, and it was a moment happening.
Oh, did it say guest starring Chris Noth?
It did, yeah. So as Charlotte is saying something, I almost feel like they tried to sneak it in. I'm kind of surprised they gave him an opening credit.
See, I didn't realize. I would have just seen that and been like, well, yeah, he's in the series. Like, I wouldn't have thought of it as like, oh, he'll be in this episode.
Yeah, so other than the four ladies, and the four ladies are in every episode.
And I'm also wondering if in 1999, when they were doing like commercials or previews, he was in the preview to get people to watch
sure.
it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure
that
it's
he
not
was.
That big of a spoiler.
In fact, I can almost picture it. And in fact, if I go to my DVDs, I think they have the next time on function. It definitely at least has her saying like, is that you? Or, you know, something like that. So it, you know, but.
Right.
So there you go. So then we kind of get to like sharing, and like sharing in your 20s is fine.
Sharing a house with your girlfriends is fine in your 20s. But I feel like in your 30s, isn't it a tiny bit pathetic? Like being the oldest kid at summer camp?
I think like sharing a summer share with three other of your best friends in your 30s is still fine.
Yeah, I think that that's, unless you're really well off, I think that's kind of how you have to do.
Yeah. Oh, well, the Hamptons is insanely
expensive. Yeah. I mean,
especially for a house on the beach.
But I know tons of people that do like shares on Fire Island and things like you don't, unless you have a lot of money.
Yeah. It's very normal.
And also it's not abnormal in New York City to, we've talked about this before, but to have roommates.
Right.
Past your 20s.
Yeah.
Don't shame me.
Miranda refers to summer camp.
Oh, really?
I just think there are certain pronunciations that we have on this show that kind of throw me. Like, is summer camp a thing? Is that how you? I don't know. It's summer camp.
Yeah, summer camp.
So anyway, I just think it's funny. And we get, Sam mentions her assistant, Nina Grabowski, mm-hmm. who is sharing a share with 18 other girls.
Right. Which also, though, when I was in college and in between moving to New York for a few months, I lived in a house with like 7 other girls.
Yeah, it's pretty normal to begin with. Also, once again, in the Hamptons or say Fire Island, it's pretty normal to share with a ton of people.
The houses are bigger.
Yeah, the houses are bigger, but also I've never had a share in any location. I feel like if I had a share, I would. So they shares are work all different kinds of ways. There are full shares, which means you can go to the house anytime you want. There are half shares, which perhaps mean that you get 2 weeks out of the month. Quarter shares,
you get a week.
You see yeah. where I'm going with this. I feel like if I had a share of anything, I'd want like a 1/16th share. I don't want to leave the city First of all, I don't want to leave the city on the weekends at all because I work on the weekends. I want to leave the city like 3 times Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. How can I get that share?
All right. I'm
sure that's like all that I want. I just want like 3 days, maybe 2 or 3 times during the summer. So if you're listening and you have an offer, let me know. That's all they want. I don't want to be there on the weekend. It's insanely crowded on the weekends. So there you go. So 18 girls sharing isn't that big
Jensen.
Of a deal. That's all that I want. All that I want. The city, they talk about how the city is empty because everyone's in the Hamptons or stuck in traffic. Just want to put this out there. We're going to get to the Hamptons jitney, which I'm sure is fine. You know what's great? The train. I've taken the train to the Hamptons a couple of times. It is so convenient. It's super nice. It's not super crowded. Scenic route.
Just, and there's also, just out there. there's the Hamptons jitney, which is like really fun to watch people getting off of sometimes because it's just like a caricature of what you think people going to the
right.
Hamptons looks like.
It's sort of what we're going to see.
Right. Like in that, like really that's not an exaggeration.
No, exactly. I feel like they also
like
give you like bottled
tote bags
water.
That say like, yes way, rosé. Yeah. Like all of that is real. But there's a step above the Hamptons.
So maybe that's
jitney,
what I'm thinking
which
of.
Which is even worse. Yeah, that's what you're thinking of. And that's like a very, I don't know what that one is. I can't remember what that one's called, but it's like a fancy.
Yeah, I think I have a friend that has taken that. So Charlotte also just finishes with her plea of like, this could be our last summer that we do this.
But this could be the last summer that we can actually all get together and do something like this.
And she looks at, now I don't, like, no, I don't. She looks at Miranda to be like, you could have a baby. And it's like, Miranda's not even in a relationship.
Yeah, I just think it's that thing. And I think about that because I used to go to Fire Island every summer, at least once, sometimes twice. I haven't gone to Fire Island in probably 6 years.
Right.
And part of that is, you know, my best gay friend is married and has a child. And like the people that I used to hang out with aren't the same people. You know, we've all gone in different directions. So that is kind of true. I do kind of, I feel like I got a little wistful when she said that. I did kind of have that moment of like, mayhaps my time has passed.
Mayhaps. Well.
So now we meet Nina G. Well, it's mm-hmm. still Nina Grabowski.
Which, this is the first time we're seeing Sam at work.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I like her like, cut out illusion blazer she has on.
This is her office. I feel like we're gonna see this office in the future.
I think I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is the first time I've seen this office. I'm surprised that Samantha has kept this girl around.
Oh my god!
Samantha always felt like she was in her 20s until the sight of an actual 20-something brought her back down to earth.
Oh, you have to try it. No, I'm getting on the VIP list. You have to try it for one night.
Well, we kind of get into that. So Nina Grabowski is played by Marissa Ryan. She will always be Abby from Wet Hot American Summer to me. Like, that's just what I see when I look at her. She's great in this. So then we get into the, so your point of like, I can't believe that she still has her is, I definitely get it, but I think you get the idea that Nina does have certain connections, that Nina knows what's cool, Nina knows what's going on. This sort of leads to the Nina and Sam. No, Nina's terrible. Like, she's so awful. And this whole scene with her on the phone and then her, you know, like, I have connections of my own that I have to work on, and...
Well, also, I'm pretty surprised that they use the F word.
Yeah, I sort of feel like 99-2000 was
like
that kind
the
of...
the last year.
Yeah, the last year, but also it was... Because it was the beginning... Not the beginning, but it was in that midst of, like, we're going to take that word back.
Right.
You know, that I think... Like, Darren Star wrote the episode, and he's a gay man. And
oh, yeah, we're not talking about the F-U-C-K.
No, it's a word that I actually do... I will say that I hate it. I think, unless you're Margaret Cho, I don't want you to use that word. Kathy Griffin sometimes can. But I think I think it was towards the end of it being okay, but also in that moment of like, it's okay, it's empowering. And I think this girl is probably, like, thinks that she's down, so she can go ahead and say it.
Yeah, and they used it on Will and Grace, too, so...
True. She references Studio 54.
Yeah, she's like, you were waiting in line at Studio 54. I was waiting in line for the movie. Who waited in line for that movie?
I don't
movie?
Know. I did see that movie.
I did too. Ryan Felipe is a babe.
Lord, what was that? He was on the cover of like Interview Magazine.
I don't know.
I looked at those pictures for a while.
Ew.
So now they are, this is it. So they are dressed for the Hamptons.
Yes.
And they look great. Like, yes. No.
Samantha's jumpsuit, I love.
Yeah. She looked, I mean, Miranda has the hat.
Right.
We may just establish that Miranda's very pale, so I suppose she has to keep the sun off of her. She's at least not wearing the beekeeper outfit.
Right.
So.
I don't know. Her headwear choices sometimes.
I put looks great plus the hat.
Yeah. Does anybody still wear a hat?
So we're still talking about Nina, and Sam is saying how she gave that.
I gave that bitch her first job out of college. She didn't know a fucking thing. These girls in their 20s, they're so spoiled and ungrateful, they think they're it.
Yeah, don't they realize we're still it?
I feel like this is I feel like every generation says right. This about the next generation, is that they're spoiled and ungrateful. Maybe it gets more and more true. But I think that there are some that are. Like,
Relax, Samantha.
I know people in their 20s who are very grateful and very hardworking. Right. So, and the whole Miranda thing about how, like, this world validates them. Once again, I feel like this argument is said every generation. And it's probably true to a certain extent.
You guys, Mike was at the airport for a long time and took a lot of notes on this episode.
I took so many notes.
So I just want you to know that I'm just listening today.
You don't even really need to be here if you don't want to be here. So we also get to, like, the only thing worse than being single in your 30s is being single in your 20s.
Whatever. I don't really have much to say to that. I mean, no, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Because you don't get those questions in your 20s as much.
What's the plan?
Yeah.
But you want kids, don't you? Like, I feel like it's worse in your 30s, but okay, whatever. So now we have the Hamptons Gin. I think they're near the Plaza Hotel.
Okay.
I think it's that corner right there. I see Fifth Avenue.
The Hamptons Jitney is just like the bus to summer camp. Only instead of singing songs, everyone ignores each other and talks on their cell phones.
Everyone, this is Greg.
So Greg is played by Anson Mount.
Yes.
So funny story. When I looked up his credits, I was like, oh, he was in that show Hell on Wheels, which is funny because that starred the guy who was in that Britney Spears movie, Crossroads.
And it's the same person.
It's the same person.
Yeah.
So that's him. He was the guy in the Britney Spears movie. But it's just that funny moment of, not realizing that because he looks pretty different.
Like, I mean, I didn't see Crossroads.
I didn't either.
Times.
But I remember. But you did see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a great scene where she's by a piano and she's like, I wrote this poem.
Well, and who else is like, in Crossroads?
Karen Manning, right?
Kim Cattrall.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
So they refer that he's been going to the Hamptons every summer for 20 years.
Since I was six.
You do the math.
Oh, I have.
So they're all kind of bitchy about the place in the Hamptons.
Yeah, they're just like, well, there's a lot of decorative shells.
A lot of, it's...
And, like, it smells musty, but that's true. A lot of those vacations
A lot of them do. It's the whole thing of, like, it's less shabby and more shitty, and then Miranda
Relax.
Thinks everything is... Yeah, you're getting a free... I mean, it's probably not free. I don't know what they're paying for it, I guess. I also don't really get how big the house is, but it seems like they all have their own rooms.
Maybe. Charlotte's
Maybe.
Doing it on the couch.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Maybe Charlotte is sharing with someone. Anyways, and they sort of bring up, like, the whole cynicism thing and...
Cynicism. Now, there's one advantage we have over girls in their 20s.
I was cynical in high school.
But I will also say, I remember being, like, 21, 22, saying, I will never be cynical. I'm never going to have a negative attitude. I know. If you could see the faces that Elise is making right now.
Wow.
So we find out that Charlotte has said that she's 27.
Okay.
Now, she was 34 when they were filming this. And Charlotte looks great.
Yeah, I would have believed
that. Yeah, I would buy that. 27, sure.
How old is she supposed to be?
I think that they're supposed
like
to be
35.
30. I think they're not 35 yet. I think they're all like 33, 34 okay. area is what they're supposed to be.
Okay.
So they're about what they're supposed to be. I do like that... Greg or Anson has sort of his comic moment with the shells.
Right.
It's a little moment where he kind of like sets his arm down, but it's funny. Good for you. Way to find the humor.
Me and my housemates are having a big bonfire tonight out at the beach, and I just wanted to tell you that you're all invited.
Excellent.
So then the next scene is just Fat Boy Slim.
Yeah. That guy in the khakis breaking down. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think so.
I have to make a boomerang of him. He's just like really getting down.
I just feel like there could be no better song like for a time and place for like hanging out on the beach. Like it's just the perfect song.
And is Carrie in a towel?
I'm not sure. I think that it is an actual outfit, but it looks like a towel that is like sort of tied at yeah, it is an interesting dress. There's the mention of like so much foam on the beer. I don't think there's actually any foam on the beer, but and then she's also like, how long do we have to stay? I'm just saying, you didn't have to come to this party.
Right.
Like, if you want to go, you can just go. I don't think that anyone's going to care that you're not hanging out with the 22-year-olds.
Ma'am.
We get to like the hair hold move where the 20-something girl is puking on the beach. And
right, friends holding her hair.
Friends hold your hair back.
That's another thing about 20-something girls. They're very considerate. You can always count on one of them to hold your hair back when you vomit.
No one ever held my hair. No one ever like held my hair back. I usually fell asleep on the toilet before I threw up.
So no one knew when to be there.
Exactly. Yeah, everyone's like, there's Elise Pants. They used to call me Pants Down Snoring on the Shitter. That was like my signature move.
That's a good move. I have a memory of my, I had long hair at a certain point, and it's all part of, if you ever hear the red wine story, I think it involved my cousin holding my hair back for me.
Oh.
So now we meet Laurel Harris.
May I just tell you that I worship you. I read your column every week. It's like my religion.
She loves Carrie. It's another one of those moments where you realize that Carrie has some cred.
She worships her. This actress is Rachel Miner.
Ex-wife of Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. She's done a lot of theater. I'm sure she's a great actress. I don't know her from anything else. I think her character is so weird.
Yeah, it's a weird character, but I don't think it has anything to do with her.
No, I just think it's just so bizarre. Even the way
energy
that she speaks,
of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very odd. But I get that there are people like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'll say is she just does a really good
job.
Yeah,
no, that's what I was thinking. She's doing
a really
great job because,
character.
Because it causes Carrie's reactions to make more sense.
Right, absolutely. Like, her column is her Bible.
Right.
She wants to run errands for her and do her laundry. We also establish that we're still a little pre-everyone having cell phones.
Right. Because
she gets out her little date book for Carrie to write her number in. So the next day, Miranda gets up to go have some coffee and enjoy the fresh air.
All right, somebody puked on the deck.
Wasn't a fan.
Because Stacey and Holly did too many Jello shots. Just because you're not a fan of puking on a deck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's when we realized that Charlotte was on the couch.
Yeah, Charlotte's on the couch. And Miranda makes the moment of, you know, what are you, 25 now?
She's like, 27.
Because Greg is also there.
Right,
we established
he's
underneath
her.
And so maybe they did it on the couch?
No, well, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't have a room. We get back to this, back in the city. We sort of have the what was the appeal of the 20s. And this is interesting. I'd love to know prop department wise where all these pictures come from. Because we see pictures of Carrie from her 20s.
Yeah, she probably just brought them.
I think so. One of the pictures looks like a picture of her and Ron Rifkin. They were in a play and a film together called The Substance of Fire. So they really do know each other. And not spoiler, but Ron Rifkin will one day appear on this program. But if you look, I paused it and I feel like that's him. Another one was like purported to be Matthew Broderick, but I can't really tell that it's him. So I don't really know if that's true. But they're interesting pictures of her young. And some of them are definitely like pictures that were taken. You know, there's like the picture of her holding her hair and like the picture of her jumping with the tights. And
right.
Those are definitely like publicity pictures from the past. And it was that, and that's where we get to the whole, this was in the open, this is in the description of like, should we fear or pity them? I don't know that we should do either of those things, but then it is the question.
20-something girls, friend or foe.
And that evening, in my first act as a mentor, I took my young acolyte to a book party.
Little thing, Carrie really wants food. She's not ever going to eat it. It's just going to disappear eventually. I don't know where the food goes.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
She holds it for a long time, and then at one point there's a cut, and then she just doesn't have it anymore.
Maybe she ate it.
Maybe. She ate it really fast when they were looking at Laurel. Laurel also gets food and then, like, puts it back on the next tray. And then I just wrote, hello, server friend. Very attractive gentleman passing hors d'oeuvres.
Mike noticed a lot about this catering experience.
It's true.
Yeah, so, and also I know that Carrie was surprised because usually it's cheese and crackers, but there's shrimp.
Right, this is a fancy one. Laurel wants to know if 25 is too young to write a memoir.
Well, as long as it doesn't deal with incest, Prozac, or partying, no.
And we discover that what Laurel wants to write about is the fact that she's saving herself for marriage.
As are all of her friends, or all these other girls.
Yeah, or at least a number of girls around her age. Carrie is certainly taken aback.
Yeah, she's like, why are you reading my column?
It is kind of strange. Like, why? How are you so into my column that's all about sex?
Right.
We have the moment of, like, her saying, are you calling me some kind of a Lewinsky? You know, can we leave that lady alone?
Yeah.
I just think she's been through enough. Like, we don't need to, like, use her as an example of anything anymore. You know, no jobs of any kind, so she really is this Laura.
By job, she means like handies.
Yeah, exactly.
Handies and blowsies.
So she goes, she then takes off to get her a cosmopolitan because she knows what her drink is.
A 25-year-old virgin was getting me a cosmopolitan. The generation gap had never seemed so wide.
And this is when we meet Dr. Bradley Migo.
And it's so funny because he was like, she asked him, do you know him? He's like, well, I know he has a family history of diabetes. I'm like, do not disclose patient info.
I did write, like, patient confidentiality. Like, he does kind of say a few things that I'm surprised he does. He's played by Patrick Breen. I will say that he has over 100 credits on IMDb, but all that I see when I see him is that he was such a dick on one episode of The West Wing. But it's just what comes back to me. Fun fact, he also created a short-lived web series called Hold It Down with Willie Garson.
Oh, wow.
So he and Stanny know each other.
Love it.
Yeah, so he's the author's doctor. He tells stuff that he probably shouldn't. And then also reveals that he's staying in the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm. And Carrie's like, me too. And then he asks Carrie for her number, and then she writes it in the book, which I thought was weird.
First, she just says, like, oh, we'll be under a big yellow umbrella.
Right.
And then, like, Laurel comes back, and then he gets the number, but she's kind of bitchy about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, almost immediately, I'm like, Carrie, if you don't want to see the guy, don't see the guy, but... She repeatedly is kind of rude to him about his interests.
She's very not being Carrie in this moment, which I think is strange.
Yeah. Laurel has her thing of like, lady, you got it going on. And I told her, calm down, girl.
He is a fox. Is that what she says?
Something like that. Oh, it's too much, Laurel. You're being too much now, Laurel. So we get to the big yellow umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
That is for sure not what is providing them with shade.
Yeah, and it's not that yellow. It's not like, I mean, it's yellow, but it's not... When you see the other umbrellas in the scene, it's not outrageous that they have that.
And there's no way they're all under it. I mean, it's just, it's like television magic. There's definitely a bigger...
Yeah, there's this whole discussion of sunscreen.
Well, and tanning versus shade. And like, when did tanning come back in style?
Yeah, that's Samantha. Duh. And they make a comp... Samantha's like, pass me the 45, meaning SPF 45. And then Miranda goes, I didn't know it went up that high, but she's the palest woman always fully covered.
She's definitely like SPF 100.
Yeah, I have SPF 75.
I think I have SPF, often. Well, there's 30. I have 50 somewhere too.
And so it was just funny. And there's, you know, Charlotte in the water, not any SPF.
She's not using it.
She at least hasn't reapplied. And then Dr. Bradley Migo. Which I will say, because throughout the whole episode, Carrie refers to him as Dr. Bradley Migo.
Right.
Full, it's not a full only name first kind and last situation. Name, but with the doctor.
Yeah.
Finds them. He's like, I found the yellow tent. And
he also, just for the umbrella. Record, he looks like a human.
Yeah, no, that's what I like about the show so far. All of the, not the women, really. Right. Well, a lot of the women that are not the four women.
Correct.
Which I noticed even with the, like the co-star parts of like these 20-something girls. Looked like normal 20-something girls, except for the four women. But the men that they date all just have, like, normal bodies, which I really like.
Yeah.
Self-love.
Samantha wants to know what kind of doctor.
Yes!
Internal medicine, general all-purpose kind of thing.
Fabulous! So you can prescribe medication.
Love it.
She's a pill chaser. I think we can just go
did
ahead and establish.
Did we know this before?
Well, we've had, like, the Percodan. I'm
realizing it, but I just think it's so funny.
Like, I think so. We'll see her take pills. Like, I mean,
love
not
it.
Infrequently.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Also, she is in a leopard print heel
on
the beach.
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
No.
But, like, wearing heels in sand, like, wearing heels at a wedding when there's grass is the worst thing you could do.
Miranda has weird shoes, too, though. She has, like, a weird, like, it's
right, but it's flat. It's at least, like, a platform sandal.
I don't know. There's some odd shoes happening.
Samantha is wearing, like, a pointy heel.
Is it a pointy heel? I thought it was, like, a platform.
It's not a platform. Oh, okay. No, it's like a slide in, but there is a, yeah, she's, like, must have taken those off and then put them on to sit.
I'm not really sure I'm interested.
Good looking, polite. House in the Hamptons.
Good on paper.
Which, for the record, I totally get. I've definitely, like, met guys where I've been like, I should be into you.
Right.
But there's just not something there. And I don't really get how Sam can say, you know, bad in bed, bad in life, or whatever, but then be like, good on paper, bad in bed. I don't know. It's a little bit...
I mean, I'm just going to go to say that I think Samantha has a lot of experience, so maybe in her trials and errors she's found this. They make a comment to Charlotte to put on some SPF Georgette Hamilton.
Yeah. Oh, George Hamilton. George Hamilton is an actor who
I know
is
who
very,
George
okay.
Hamilton is.
But he's very tan.
That like makes sense tanned. Now. Okay. 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 She's saying like Georgette Hamilton.
Right.
I was like, I know who George Hamilton is, surprisingly, but I was like, who is Georgette Hamilton?
Yeah, no, they're just making a joke that she's going to get too tan.
Miranda has, she's going to go to the grocery, which...
She's going to the grocery. Charlotte's also, like, playing the part at this point.
Yeah, she's 27. She
yeah,
is
she wants
living
rum
her life.
For Long Island iced tea.
Right, that was my question. We should get some rum for Long Island iced tea.
So they must already have vodka, tequila, gin,
yeah,
triple sec.
Sour mix, yeah. And Coke.
Yeah, they already have
just
all
need the
yeah.
rum.
You know what we're totally missing here?
Just
rum.
Rum. I love that Mike and I were both, like, the two people that were like, "That's you need more than that for Long Island iced tea,"
yeah.
Which is such a 20s drink when I was when I was in my 20s, I used to go to TGI Fridays and they did like $3 Long Island iced teas.
I think of Pieces. Did you ever go to Pieces for like $4 Long Island iced teas on Saturdays and Sundays?
I don't. I have been to Pieces. I have no recollection of what happened.
I've definitely had. But here's the thing. I get it. It's kind of a trashy drink. They, when made well, they are delicious.
And
the,
and you don't need it. Well, you don't need more than two.
You really don't need
I usually had about six.
Yeah, me too.
You don't need in what Mike and I have consumed in our 20s
Lord,
are two completely
no, no,
different things.
Yeah, true.
Oh, we should get some rum. We can make Long Island iced teas.
Oh, yes. I love Long Island iced teas.
Excellent.
So now we have the walk on the beach with Brad and Carrie. It's a one-take walk. I always like those.
Mm-hmm.
He's made reservations to a restaurant that's hard to get into. She says she can't leave her friends. I'm just going to go ahead and say 95% of the time when someone says they can't leave their friends, it's because they don't want to go out with
right,
you.
Right, and also, like, it looks like Charlotte has had no problem leaving their friends.
Yeah, so she just doesn't want to go to dinner with him. Which
right.
I'm kind of like, just say you don't want to go to dinner with him.
Yeah, I'm wondering what she doesn't.
I don't know. And then he's like, how about after dinner? And I wrote down, how about you cut him free if you're not into him? You're not all that. I mean, she is. Look at her body. Her body is all that. But I'm just kind of like, if you're not into it, then what are you
doing?
She's
dated guys that are not nearly as whatever.
Yeah, I just think it's a weird situation.
Yeah.
And then he has like, how about I use the in case of emergency number? The emergency being, I think I'm going to miss you, which is really sweet. But they have been like, together for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and she doesn't like him.
And she's done nothing to earn this.
Yeah.
She's done nothing to earn him saying
relax,
that I'm going to miss
Dr.
you.
Relax, Dr. Bradley Migo.
Except, I suppose, that body. That's what I wrote. That's the one thing that
she's
done.
Oh, yeah, she looks fantastic.
Her body. It's fine.
She's, like, making a board short look really great.
She mentions that he has a house south of the highway. That is a very big specification
okay.
there. Because south of the highway, you're on the beach. North of the highway, you're on the bay. And you want to be on the beach. That's all. Mm. I don't care. I'll take a house on either side of the highway. But it is a big deal to have a house south of the highway.
Later that afternoon, we came back from the beach, rested, rejuvenated, feeling almost 29 again.
Miranda has a weird voice where she talks about getting seafood and corn.
Fresh corn and seafood for dinner.
And then mentions that Carrie's groupie can't stay, which is
right.
how we discover
that the girl is staying in the house.
Laurel is upstairs right now. Charlotte has a foretelling moment of like, she's itchy in her bathing suit from the sand. Okay, I wrote.
so she's going to take a shower.
Yeah, she's going to take a shower. Also, Samantha receives an invitation from Nina G Public Relations for the Hamptons Hoedown.
It's like a burnt scroll.
Yeah, it's a very fancy invitation. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many of those were actually made. But yeah, so this is when we discover that Nina Grabowski has taken her Rolodex and has taken this party and is now the one throwing this huge party. And then we cut to some toenail painting. That's weird. It's just weird.
Carrie's just weird in this episode. Like, she doesn't like anyone, but then she's like, I don't like you, but you can still do these things for
right.
me.
And you're so, weird, like, but why don't you paint my toenails? No menial labor, but here are my toenails.
Yeah, weird. And then Charlotte comes in.
Well, first, I do think that the conversation is interesting. So Laurel's whole thing is that not that she doesn't want to have sex.
I just feel like these previous generations of women have devalued sex to the point where it's not even special anymore.
And I get that. I mean, I don't want to say that I put a ton of value into sex in my 20s, but I think there's a middle ground. Like, I think that there's, like, not at all valuing your sexuality. And I don't think that sleeping around means you don't value your sexuality. I think that you decide for yourself how you want to express your sexuality. But I get the thought of like, well, I want it to mean something. Like, right. even if it doesn't mean that I'm in love with this person, I'm going to marry them. I want it to mean something. So I just think there's a gray. I think there's a middle ground in here. And if you want to save yourself for marriage, that is your decision. You do you. But there is a middle ground. I think there is a way of saying.
Well, I mean, you do them just once you're married.
You do them just once you're married. Ha ha ha. Anyways, so I kind of get what she's saying. It does prompt Carrie to the whole like, and what is it you like about my column? Which, right. Once again, we've been there. What is it you like about
just
this
keep
column?
Painting my toes? But yeah. What was that you liked?
And then Charlotte arrives with a tick.
I have a tiny tick on my stomach, and I can't get it off.
Oh my god. That is not a tick.
She's got crabs.
Yeah, so there go our shitty sheets, and Charlotte really is in her 20s, and yeah, she has crabs. The
Mike's like, I have crabs.
I do not. I have not ever. I have a friend.
Of course you
but
do.
But he's described the process of, like, you can. They
is this
don't
like a real friend?
This is a real friend. Okay. This really truly is a friend who dealt with this. And there are a couple of ways of dealing with it. One involves mayonnaise. It's true. It's suffocates them, I guess.
We make like a crab salad?
Yeah,
it's
gross. Blech. Anyways, you can't, I don't know. I don't know how serious it is. I don't know how hard it is to get rid of. You can, they don't stick to you though, I don't think. I think you can like pull them off. I don't know. I don't really get it. The comment was made earlier by Samantha of like, they're not even old enough to have chest hair. And part of it was like, none of them look like they have hair anywhere, which for the record is necessary to have crabs and to transmit them. So apparently they do, but I don't know. I was a little surprised. And that's why this day and age, crabs is almost unheard of, because so many people just don't have pubic hair anymore. So that night she called.
Maybe they should all call Thor to come and do some.
Correct. Less space, for less real estate. So that night I called Dr. Migo. How? I guess, is there a Hamptons directory? Maybe she like looked him up.
Maybe at some point he gave her his number.
Maybe.
And she's like, I'm going to take you up on that porch wine because my friend's got crabs.
I know. And Carrie's pretty forthcoming that she had crabs in college.
Yeah.
She has no shame.
No.
Which, once again, I go back to, like, I don't actually know how serious it is.
He's like,
know.
I guess you're going to have to stay here if you got crabs.
Yeah, you want to spend the night
house.
Here, but only to sleep. That's fine. And
then
they sleep
they
together
did.
And don't sleep together.
It was just a weird relationship. And I guess it's happening because of what is about to happen.
Right.
But
it's
still.
Almost as though she senses something in the breeze. I don't know. So every year, a billionaire throws an event of the season. For the record, I'm never invited. I've never one time been invited to the event of the season of the Hamptons.
No, neither way.
Just saying. So Samantha goes to congratulate Nina. The whole, like, I may need her to hire me one day.
Because there's people here that Samantha can't even get.
Right. And as Samantha goes to make peace, Charlotte goes to make war. We pass some spinning cowboy hats. I wonder if they're spinning all the time or if someone's like, spin the hats. Now go, go, go.
There's a lot of like interesting outfits. It's supposed to be a hoedown, but you can tell people were like maybe not completely prepared in the Hamptons. Actually, the guy that Charlotte is dating or gave her crabs, he kind of looks like Aladdin.
A little bit. Yeah. You know, he sort of has like some genie pants on.
Yeah. And like this shirt is open. I mean, it looks great, but he kind of.
Yeah. It's the whole thing of like, you deceived me and that's so much worse. And she tells him to grow up, which I guess is kind of sticking with the theme.
Right.
That he's young. I'm assuming that wait person kills Nina later.
You are a wait person. That does not mean that you wait. It means that you go.
I don't know for sure, but Nina is super rude to the wait person.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So she ends up dead. We just don't see it happen.
Yeah.
You actually came. I just stopped by to wish you good luck. It's a fabulous party.
That is very cool of you.
And then things immediately start going badly.
The fireworks are going off. There's people at the door going in who don't need to go in.
Yeah, there's something about people near hay that are allergic to hay. I don't necessarily happening there. One of my favorite exchanges of all time.
You totally coked out. You are totally jealous.
I love that so much. Yeah, we hear the fireworks go off. Nina's like, Sam, can you fix this? Sam fixes it in the simplest way possible.
She's like, everyone outside. Yeah, everyone.
It wasn't really a hard fix.
I mean, I just don't know if it's because Samantha is older than Nina, that she has that
the air of authority,
the confidence,
maybe, sure.
Yeah, because like she's going, everyone outside now, and Samantha just had
calmly
that.
Gets them outside, and then of course sets Nina and Greg up together, and Greg gets his funny moment of scratching his crotch. That's
love.
Fine. I just wrote Lauren. Is it? I put Lauren, but Laurel arrives and is annoying.
Yeah,
hey, Carrie, I've been looking all over for you.
Hey,
Look, I got one just like yours.
Oh, wow, that's great.
You want me to get you a Cosmopolitan?
And she's just annoying, and Carrie just kind of gets out of the situation. And then everything I so firmly believed was promptly blown to pieces, and we have the reveal. And I think what gets me the most... There are a couple of moments in this reveal that really get me.
Number one, they're not dressed for the hoedown.
They're not dressed for the hoedown, but they're very dressed for the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm. Linens and khakis. And
but Carrie goes from being... Like, that outfit is at once so sexy and chic and, like, shows off her body. And somehow, Sarah Jessica Parker is able to transform into being looking so inelegant and so awkward.
Yeah.
And it's kind of amazing to me, like, what she does there. Because all of a sudden, she just looks small and awkward as we see Mr. Big is there. And she's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, what are you doing here? We found that he just got back this week, and he introduces her to Natasha.
Carrie, this is Natasha.
Hi, it's a pleasure to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
This actress is Bridget Moynihan. She's now the most famous probably for Blue Bloods, because she's been doing that for several seasons. Coyote Ugly is certainly what people would know her from. I think this is the first thing she may have ever done.
Wow.
She's credited with some, like, a random, strangely enough, Jon Bon Jovi film that came out the same year as this. But I feel this might have been her first job. And, you know, we'll leave it at as of this moment. Who knows if we'll ever see her again. But it's interesting seeing her now in this. And I'd never seen her anywhere before.
And she picks up on it pretty quickly. Like, this is an
ex. You know what? I think that she is so gracious. And I know we're supposed to just hate her. Because it's the new woman in Mr. Big's life. But her whole thing of, like, I've heard so much about you. I think is probably not true.
Right. Because she didn't know who Carrie was.
Yeah.
And then I think when she... picks up, like, oh, this is an ex.
Right.
She's like, I'm going to leave you guys.
It's actually, I probably the first time I watched this, I didn't feel this way. I probably thought, who's this stupid bitch who's with Mr. Big? But she kind of behaves incredibly well.
Right.
Natasha's parents have a house here in East Hampton. We just came up for the weekend.
Excuse me. It's nice to meet you, Carrie.
So then we found out they met in Paris.
The Paris deal fell through.
Natasha works for, is it Ralph Lauren or Ralph Lauren?
I think it's Ralph Lauren.
I think it is too. I've heard it said both ways. But yeah, she has to mention that she's on a date too. He's a doctor, but she just has to get in there. It's sort of awkward how she says he's good on paper, kind of probably like Natasha. It is sort of her invalidating his relationship.
Right, being like, we are the ones that are supposed to be together.
Right, like, we're not dating the right people right now. We even have the how old is she anyway. He acts as though he's not sure, which I'm guessing means the younger of the two ages. Yeah, and that's kind of it. She's got to get out of there. It is a really upsetting moment. Like, yeah. I think it is kind of like a gut-punching moment that she clearly feels and that you feel. He just keeps saying, I was going to call you, I will call you. And she just has to get out of there.
And this moment, I thought, is Mike going to cry?
I didn't. I wonder if I cried the first time.
Well, no, when Carrie and Miranda are on the beach together.
Well, that no, I don't. It doesn't go quite. Doesn't quite get into Mike tier. I will say I was a little distracted by the horrible firework special effects, which I know it was a different time, 1989. We didn't have quite the effects we have now. And Miranda has followed her out. Yeah, Carrie puked. So we have the moment that sort of mirrors the two,
like, women holding in their 20s. Her hair back. But what is Carrie puking from? Like, sadness?
I think so. I think it's just like
bad shrimp.
I think it's just the gut punch.
Okay.
I think it's just that, like, jarring moment. And I don't, it feels like it's not, you know, not a ton happens, but it's just enough to kind of give us that mirror. And then we have the closing line of, you know, 20-something girls are fabulous until you see the one with the man that broke your heart.
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Big is back.
Can hold your friend's hair back while she barfs.
So I, you know, once again, I wrote a lot. Probably partly because I had my iPad in front of me, but I really like this episode.
I liked it a lot. I like the heart. I like that it was like, you know, it's like in Saved by the Bell when they went to Maui, like they're on vacation, which is kind of fun. And what I like too is that our listeners are starting to like reach out to us with things that they're noticing. Amy emailed us to tell us that gelati is the actual plural form of gelato. Mike and I were like disgusted by David and David using the word gelati last week.
I don't know. I don't say I'm going out for ice creams.
I know. So I guess it's, I think the issue more is just David and David.
Yeah, because like, I wasn't going to approve of anything that David and or yeah, David did.
But we love that kind of stuff. Like, we love, like, you guys reaching out to us. Another one of our guests. Another
welcome
one of
to
our,
the program.
Welcome. Another one of our listeners reached out, who's a set designer, which is super cool, and said that the set designer on the show loves these slatted...
I have them in my room as an homage. Really? Just kidding. But they're kind of, no, I'm just kidding.
But did you read that message?
I did,
yeah. So, like, he was like, it would be interesting to see how many times you guys notice it throughout. And now I'm going to look for them, like, these slatted panels that are...
Yeah, and they have them... Is it the diner panels? Or the
yeah, at the cafe, diner. Cafe, and I mean, that's something called, as a not set designer that I wouldn't think of to see that. Mm-hmm. I'm just over here being like, someone's in a culotte again.
I can see Charlotte's nipples.
Yeah.
So there you go. Thanks for reaching out. Keep the stuff coming. So next week we'll be back. We'll be back with the finale of the episode.
And we're filming this. You guys, I was out till 2:30 in the morning. Like, I've slowly
dwindled. For the record,
dwindled.
I'm on about 2 hours of
sleep.
Yeah,
Mike's on 2 hours of sleep.
I flew back overnight.
I was out at an open mic night listening to show tunes, drinking Diet Coke, and eating mozzarella sticks, and I am worn out. But today is June 5th. Tomorrow is June 6th, which means it is the 20-year anniversary of Sex and the City.
So 20 years ago tomorrow, mm-hmm, little, would I have been 21 at the time? 21-year-old...
I want you to all know that I did not ask Mike to say his age. He's doing this all on his own.
I have no age shame. I am 40. I think I must have. I would have been 20. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have. Yeah, but anyways, I watched it when it first came out, so I know what I was doing 20 years ago tomorrow.
Well, I didn't. My mom didn't let me.
I know. You were also like 5.
I was just being born, and 1998 was my date of birth. Share this. You know, let people know that if
so
they want to.
Yeah, so next week we'll be back with the season 2 finale, which, just for the record, is one of the only 4 episodes on IMDb to have 8 stars or higher.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very, very few of them.
And it's so funny because everyone is just like, I can't wait till you get to season 3.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm surprised so many people stuck around if you guys all thought the first 2 seasons stunk.
No, I don't think they stunk. I just think that, like, you didn't know how good it was going to get. Like, it went from being...
That's like when you eat a drumstick. Those,
I definitely pictured an actual drumstick.
No. Those ice cream cones that you buy that are, like, pre-done, like, pre-made, you eat it, and at the bottom, there's, like, chocolate in the cone. And you don't know that's there. Well, I mean, you do if you've had more than one in your life. But you guys, once again, open mic nights.
Yeah.
Not my forte.
So next week we have the finale and we'll have our season 2 wrap up. So let us know if there's anything you want us to cover.
Yes, reach out.
Stuff that I've noticed that we haven't talked about that I'll bring up. But let us know if anything you want us to talk about.
All right.
And we're doing this because of my vacation. We are recording and putting out in the same week. So if you respond, we will actually have things to say about it.
Yeah.
But respond quickly.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye. That was beautiful.
Wasn't as pretty as last week, but I'm not going for pretty, I'm going for real.
Oh.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at We Couldn't Help But Wonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBW Podcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at Mikey Jensen. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. Join us next week for the season 2 finale, X and the City, as well as our season 2 wrap-up. Random fact, she eloped and got married to Jeremy Sisto at the age of 18.
Who's that? So, there's this great scene in Crossroads where Britney has the lyrics to I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman that she wrote as a poem. And she's like by the piano with her piano friend. And he's like, this should be a song. And she's like, I don't know how to do that. I used to think. And it's just development. For that. We don't have to leave any of this in either, but I just like that moment.